谢谢诗班给我们这么好的诗歌。
We thank the choir for such a beautiful hymn.
几年前有一个年轻人，他开了一个狗医院，他来找我，他说能不能请你啊跟我写一幅字，我可以放在狗医院的门口。
Some time ago, there was a young man who was about to open a veterinary hospital or a clinic, and he came to me and asked me if I would write some Chinese calligraphy for him so he can post it at the entrance of his clinic.
我跟他写的一句圣经，我进我出啊，你进你出，耶和华要保守你，从今时直到永远。
And so the verse that I wrote for him was, in your coming and in your going, may the Lord watch over your steps.
这是诗篇121篇最后一句话。
And that is the last verse from Psalm 121.
那么这一节经句对我是很宝贝。
That is one of my favorite verses, and it's very precious to me.
我每次到车子里头去开车子，一定要背一句这一段圣经。
Every time I enter my car and before I drive off, I would recite and pray this verse.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是有神进处保守，这是最有福。
Brothers and sisters, the best blessing is for God.God's blessing to be with us in our coming and our going.
假如我们都能够在开车的时候小心谨慎想到神的话，那么就可以避免许多不必要的纠纷。
Of course, we also ought to really be careful when we drive and be alert and pay attention so that we can avoid any bad consequences or any conflict that may arise from.Accident.
今天我们继续来看提多书第二章一到十节。
We continue in our study from Titus chapter 2 verses 1 through 10.
假如我没有记错的话，今天应该是第四讲。
If I remember correctly, I think this would be our fourth talk on this passage.
上一次是第三讲。弟兄姊妹们搞错了，把它写成第四讲。
And last time was the third one, actually, and it was a misprint to say that it was the fourth one.
所以今天应该是第四讲。
So today should be the fourth session.
希望有机会能够把这一段结束掉。
And my aim for today is that we will conclude this passage today.
因为我猜想弟兄姊妹们已经听到太多，你要这么做，你要那么做。
Because I think maybe you've heard too much about what you ought to do.
那么有些人可能就为了怕听这个就不想来。
So some people maybe in order to avoid hearing what they need to do, they would avoid coming on Sunday.
因为神的话总是给我们很多限制。
Because when we read the word of God, it seems to give us a lot of restrictions.
我们喜欢有自由。
We like to have freedom.
我们的自由其实是放纵。
Actually, what we consider as freedom is really with no control.
不是说是我要做什么就做什么。
Freedom is not to say that I can do whatever I want.
这圣经里的时候讲的自由永远是有管制的。
The Bible talks about freedom, but that freedom always has a restriction.
特别我们的年轻人。你们要了解什么叫 freedom.
Of course, for our young people, you need to especially learn what is freedom.
不是我要做什么就做什么，这个就是 freedom.
Freedom is not I do whatever I want.
你不听爸爸妈妈的话，这个就不是你的 freedom.
If you want to be disobedient to your parents, that is not your freedom.
你不听警察的指挥，这个就不是你的 freedom.
If you don't want to...You don't want to follow the instruction and directions of a police officer, that is not your freedom.
你在教会你都不遵守教会的规矩，这个就不是你的 freedom.
In a church, you don't want to follow the guidelines that the church had established, then that is not your freedom.
所以自由是有限度的。
So freedom does come with restriction.
没有限度的自由是放纵。
And unrestricted freedom is actually indulgence or chaos.
神是不允许我们放纵。
God does not allow us to indulge.
那么所以啊，我们还是要继续讲完这一段。
So we will spend some time and we will finish this today.
上一次我们讲到对于少年妇人的教导。
So last time we talked about instructions for the young wives.
所以我今天要告诉我们的姊妹们，我们已经结束对你们所讲的这些东西。
And so I want to say to the sisters today, as of today, we are done with the instructions in this passage that is especially for sisters.
今天要讲到少年男人的教导。
Today we're talking about instructions for the young men.
我们看第六节到第八节。
Let's look at verses 6 through 8.
又劝少年人要谨守，你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样，在教训上要正直端庄，言语纯全，无可指责，叫那反对的人既无错可说我们的不是，便自觉羞愧。
Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good.And your teaching show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us.
这所谓少年的人是差不多从结婚的年龄一直到六十岁。
The young man here actually encompasses a man who is probably just about a marrying age all the way to the age of 60.
所以对这一类的人神有下面这些教导。
And so for people who fall under this category or this range, these are the instructions from the Lord.
那按照神的话就是希望教会里头老年的妇人要对少年的男人有这些教导。
Of course, the Bible and the will of God is that the older woman in the church would teach the younger people in the church.
弟兄姊妹，神让我们多活了几年是有他的目的。
Brothers and sisters, God allows some of us to have some more years to live in this world for a purpose.
让我们活在世上的这些年日能够从神那里学到我们应该学的功课。
That is, with the days that we have to live here on earth, we will be able to learn the lessons that God wants.
然后把这些经历来转教给那些少年的人。
And then, with age and experience, the lessons we've learned, we will be able to pass on to the younger people.
因此，老年的人要更加的小心谨慎。
And so, of course, the elderly should be more careful in our own conduct.
年轻的人要更加的尊敬年老的。
And the young people must need to learn to respect and honor those who are elderly.
因为他假如不是浪费他的光阴，他应该在神里的年岁里头让他学到比较多的该学到的功课。
Because unless a person had wasted his time, wasted his life, the person who has gained more age should also have gained more lessons learned from the Lord, and he or she would have something to offer you.
So, 第六节就讲，老年的妇人，你们要教导少年的男人要谨守。
And so here it says that for those of you, especially the elderly woman in the church, you need to teach and encourage the young men to be self-controlled.
就是要明白常理，有好的判断。
That is to say that a person must be able to make judgment rationally.
而且要有自制的这种能力。
And must also garner the ability to be self-controlled.
这个跟上文的老年人的自守跟少年妇人的谨守有同样的意义。
And so this self-control was mentioned already earlier in the passage when it refers to the elderly woman as well as the young, as the younger wives.
许多解经的人认为这第七节里头的这个凡事应该要放在第六节的最后。
Some Bible expositors consider the word everything, which is at the beginning of verse 7, should actually be the end of verse 6.
是说到凡事都应该要谨守。
Then verse 6 would read to be, young men ought to be self-controlled in everything.
那么跟着在第七节里头，使徒就要提多自己有一个好的榜样。
Then starting in verse 7, Paul is giving Titus an instruction that Paul himself needs to have a good example.
提多自己也是个少年人。
Titus was a young man himself.
因为他自己在侍奉神，在弟兄姊妹们的面前，更应该有一个好的榜样。
And so as a servant of God himself, Titus ought to have a good example among the brothers and sisters.
一个人的所说跟他所行假如不配合的话。
If a person's conduct is inconsistent with his words,
我们每一个人都要注意。
We need to be mindful.
我所讲的我必须要做。
We all need to be mindful. Whatever I say, I must do.
一个只能够讲不能够做的，主耶稣对这种人有个特别的名词。
One who can only talk but never do the walk, Jesus has a description for such a person.
主耶稣讲这种人是假冒为善的人。
And Jesus called these people
hypocrites. 这是他用的来责骂文士跟法利赛人的。
This is the word he used to describe the scribes and the Pharisees.
因为这些人能说不能行。
Because these people can speak and teach, but they can never live the teachings.
我发现教会里头只这个从来不做的人话最多。
I've learned and realized that in a church, the ones that speaks the most are often the person that does the less.
从来不打扫教堂的最喜欢批评这个地方不干净，那个地方不干净。
Those who never participate in cleaning the church are the ones who complains about how dirty the church is.
从来在教会里都不侍奉的人最喜欢批评张三又不对，李四又不对。
Those who do not participate in any service or ministry in the church are the ones who love to criticize how this person is not doing the right thing, that person is not doing the right thing.
按照主耶稣的标准，这种人叫做 hypocrites.
According to the teaching of the scripture, according to Jesus, these are hypocrites.
马太二十三章第三节曾经这样子说。
Matthew chapter 23, verse 20 says, verse 3,
凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。
Jesus said, so you must obey them and do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach.
我们应该回到第一节去，那里讲到耶稣对众人和门徒讲论说，文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，所以他们所讲的你们都要听。
We should look at verse 1 where Jesus said to the crowd and to his disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Because they sit in Moses' seat, so You should listen to their teaching.
那这些人讲话的时候是讲得很对的。
These people, when they preach, they preach the right thing.
因为他们是坐在摩西的位置上来讲的。
Because they're sitting at the seat of Moses when they speak.
摩西是以色列的先知跟教师。
Moses was a prophet and a teacher for the Israelites.
神的律法是由摩西传给以色列人的。
The law that God gave was given through Moses.
所以摩西讲的都是正确的。
So whatever Moses says is correct.
那么这些文士跟法利赛人，当他们教训人的时候，他是站在摩西的立场来教训的。
And so these teachers of the law and the Pharisees, when they speak from the law, they are speaking from the position and the seat of Moses.
因为他们的身份是摩西的门徒。
Because they represent the disciples or students of Moses.
所以讲道的人理该是讲神的话。
And so a preacher ought to preach from the word of God.
因此上讲道的人讲的话我们应该要听。
And so we ought to listen and obey the words from a preacher.
但是主耶稣说你们可以听他讲的话但是你们不要照他生活的样子去生活。
However, Jesus said, yes, you should obey their teaching, but do not do what they do. Do not follow the lives that they live.
因为他们能说不能行。
Because they do not practice what they preach.
而且第四节说，他们把拦担的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
Furthermore, Jesus said in verse 4, they tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
所以今天教会里的有些人说，你应该要这样子做。
And so in the churches today, you will hear people who would come and say, well, you should do this way.
他自己不做。
But they would never do, they never do anything.
因为他觉得他在做事的上头已经毕业了。
Because they consider that they've already graduated from having to do anything in the church.
年轻人特别是常常受这样子的教训。
Young people often receive this kind of instruction.
你们听到没有？有人说，我们已经老了，现在是你们的时代了。
Have you not heard this comment before? People say, well, we're already old, and now it's your generation's turn.
我要对年轻人说，你应该反过头来跟他讲，这同样也是你的时代。
And I will tell you, young people, if you ever hear anyone say this to you, you should respond by saying, this is still your generation as well.
一个直说不做的人是神所认为是最不应该有的一种人生。
Anyone who can preach or teach but never live the life, as far as God is concerned, these are the people that are of the least value.
这些人不但是批评人家，而且一个更可怕的一个后果。
Not only do these people criticize others, there's also yet another, even worse consequence.
因为这些人所讲的话会带领人走向灭亡之路。
Because the words of these kind of people, the hypocrites, they will lead others into a path of destruction.
因为这些人他们不承认耶稣是他们的救主。
Because these people ultimately do not consider Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior.
他们讲道理他们不讲权柄。
They teach instructions, but they do not teach authority.
所以这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
在教会里头，每一个信徒都该有做他人榜样的信心跟勇气。
Every Christian in the church should have the faith and the courage to live a life that is an example to others.
我们应该在人前做榜样。
We should be examples for others.
人家扫地扫得不好， 你要扫给他看，这样子扫。
If someone is sweeping the floor and they're not doing a good job, you ought to be able to be the one to go and show how sweeping is done properly.
你不是坐在那里讲，这么做，那么做。
You don't sit there and tell them do this and do that.
所以假如有人在教会你的这样子，我想我们每一个人都可以讲，你来做。
And so if anyone in our church does that, we can always say, well, if you can do it better, you come and do it.
我们看几处圣经，哥林多前书十一章。
Let's look at a few verses. First Corinthians chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
保罗说，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
First Corinthians 11:1, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
所以保罗他向教会里面每一个人挑战，他说你们要看我这个榜样。
So Paul here is raising a challenge to all the believers. He says, follow my example. And the example I'm setting is that I follow the example of Christ.
保罗知道有人会批评他太骄傲。
Paul knows that there will be others who would criticize him for being too proud.
是跟着他就在讲，正像我效法基督一样。
So he says, not just follow my example, but as I follow the example of Christ.
我的榜样是从主的教训里的主的榜样上显出来的。
Because the example I'm setting, Paul says, the example I'm setting is from the example that had been set by the Lord Christ.
我们每一个人每一个教会里的弟兄姊妹都该有这样子的心胸。
Every single one of our brothers and sisters in the church should have that same, have the same concept.
腓立比书第三章第十七节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 17.
弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you.
所以保罗很直率地对弟兄姊妹们讲，你们看我的榜样。
You see, Paul was not ashamed, and he was very obvious in sharing with brothers and sisters, follow my example.
再看帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Then, 2 Thessalonians, verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第七节到第九节。
2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 9.
你们自己原知道应当怎样效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行。也未尝白吃人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，免得叫你们一人受累。也未尝白吃人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，免得叫你们一人受累。这并不是因我们没有权柄，乃是要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。
Verses 7 through 9, for you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow.
所以保罗是一个能说又能行的人。
So Paul is one who can preach and teach and who can live according to his own preaching.
那么他也同样的要求提摩太做信徒的好榜样。
And by the same token, he is asking Timothy to also live a life of example to the believers.
提摩太前书四章十二节。
First Timothy Chapter 4, verse 12.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在 言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
弟兄姊妹，这个不只是说是对属灵的领袖有这样子的这个教导。
Brothers and sisters, this is not to say that these are instructions only for the so-called spiritual leaders.
这个教导是给教会里的所有的弟兄姊妹们。
This is the instruction and the teaching for all believers.
我记得多年前我曾经讲过一个题目，就是讲要在教会里头做榜样。
I remember years ago in the church, I preached upon this topic, how to be we ought to be examples in among the believers.
对美国人讲这个题目比较容易。
Actually, speaking on this subject, it is much easier when it is spoken to Westerners.
因为这美国人的这个教导啊，都是要做头的。
Because in the American society, the people generally are being taught that you need to be the leader.
那不是榜样，也要人学他的样子。
And even if there shouldn't be examples, they want others to follow their example as well.
所以你去找一个 interview 的专家，他就专门告诉你，你要做榜样。
And so if you've gone and ask an expert in how to interview skills, then they will teach you how to be an example to others.
其实就是教你怎么说谎。
Well, in fact, really is telling you how to lie.
当你到那里去，老板说，这件事情你可以做吗？
And so when you're at an interview and the boss asks you, here's something I need you to do, can you do it?
专家都是讲，你要回答没有问题，这是保险，我可以做得尽善尽美。
And the expert will teach you that your proper response is no problem whatsoever. I can do this very, very well. In fact, I will do it so well, it will blow your mind.
西方的文化就是这样子。
That's the Western culture.
所以才有这什么东西都要有个 interview.
And so everything that you need to do, they want to have an interview.
目的就是要看你会不会说谎。
And the interview is to see if you know how to lie.
所以从中国来的人就吃亏了。
And so if you're from China, you would be at a disadvantage.
因为我们从小受教导说你不可以自夸。
And because since our youth, our education and our culture teaches that you should not boast.
我发现今天的中国也不同了。
Well, I think the China today is different than the China I knew.
我们从前受的教育就是不可以夸耀自己。
Well, at least when I was young, the education, the teachings I received was do not boast about yourself.
当人家讲，你真是不错啊。
And when someone commends you and say, you're a pretty good guy, you do a pretty good job.
什么是什么？没有什么，没有什么，我实在没有什么用。
Your response is, oh, it really is nothing, and I'm really a useless person.
这个在中国人看起来，哦，这个人很谦卑。
And so in a Chinese culture, then that person will be recognized as one who has humility.
但是在美国这社会里头，你就行不通。
In the American culture, that doesn't work.
可是弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意，中国人也是在说谎。
But brothers and sisters, have you realized even that Chinese was lying as well?
对不对？没有几个人讲真话。
Nobody really is speaking the truth.
哪个敢跑出去 interview 讲直话的？
Who dares to go at an interview and tell the truth?
你讲直话绝对拿不到这份工作。
If you tell the truth and nothing but the truth, you will not get the job.
只有一次我听说我有一个弟兄，他这个做了很高的地位在这个十一届里头。
And I do have one example I can think of that there was a brother that he has attained a pretty high position in the industry.
他是 现在当然 Motorola 在大陆不行了，他做 Motorola 总经理的时候， Motorola 在中国当时是首屈一指。
And at one point, he was the president of Motorola in China. Of course, Motorola is not as influential as it used to be, but while he was the head of Motorola, they were a great company.
当 Motorola 的老板去找他，要他出来做经理的时候，
when the CEO of Motorola approached him and wanted to ask him to come and head that division in China,
他觉得他是个基督徒，他应该讲真话。
He felt that because he was a Christian, so he needed to speak the truth.
那老板就问他，你觉得你可以胜任这份工作吗？
And so the CEO asked him, do you feel that you are capable of doing this job that I'm asking you to do?
因为下面他要用几万人。
Because they will be hiring tens and thousands of people to work for the company.
在他以前的一个 CEO 设本设了7个 billion.
And the person who he was supposed to replace had lost $7 billion for the company.
所以这个老板就盼望他能够出来把这个局面可以扭转。
And so now the boss is coming to him and say and to ask him, and in hopes that he can turn the business around.
这个弟兄啊，他是个信主的人，他就讲真话。
Well, this was a Christian brother, and because he's a Christian, he had to tell the truth.
I do my best.
他说我尽力吧。
I'm not sure.
我不确定。
那么他会谈之后，他就想，他说完蛋了，我还能拿到这份工作吗？
So、
当然没有这份工作了。
After the interview, he thought to himself, "Of course, with my response, I probably won't get this job. There's no way that I would get the job."
哪知道结果，老板把这个工作给了他。
But unexpectedly, the boss gave him the job.
原因就是老板也是基督徒。
Well, the reason was the boss was Christian as well.
老板对他说，我很赞成你讲的话。
And the boss said to him, I agree with everything you said.
假如你那天跟我讲，没有问题，我一定可以把这个公司把它搬回来，我就不敢用你。
The boss says, had you responded to me and saying, no problem, I'm going to go and I will turn the business around, then I would not use you.
因为你讲真话，所以我觉得你这个人是可靠的。
But because you said the truth and you reflected the truth, I am willing to put you in this position.
可是弟兄姊妹们，我劝你们要小心，因为这种例子只有1000个里头难得有一个。
But brothers and sisters, I do warn you, an example like this is 1 in 1,000.
所以夸大的跟过谦的都是假的。
So,being boastful or being overly humble, either one of them are lies.
我们做神儿女的人一定要讲真话。
As the children of God, we must speak the truth.
有工作没有工作不重要。
Whether or not you have a job or you lose a job, that is not significant.
所以我们一定要在神的面前做一个好的榜样。
And so we must set a good example before God.
特别我们在教会侍奉的人，做人家首领的人，我们要特别的注意，我们应该要做一个好的榜样。
Especially those who are serving in the church, especially those who are called leaders in the church, we have to especially be carefulso that we may set the good example.
下面跟着说，在教训上要正直端庄。This is verse 7.
Right. Next, in verse 7, it says, in everything, set example for doing what is good, and then in your teaching, show integrity and seriousness.
所以你看到，在教训上要正直端庄，一切的事情都必须要按照纯正的真理。
So you see, in the teaching,
There must be integrity and seriousness, which entails that the teachings must be in harmony and in consistency with the teaching of God's Word.
今天在讲台上教导的人太多。
Today, there are too many people who are standing at the pulpit teaching.
这些人讲话不是过分的夸大，就是过分的谦卑。
And people who are behind the pulpit, either they are over-exaggerating, or sometimes they present themselves with a false humility.
我们正确的教导神的话语应该要正直，是按照纯真的真理讲的。
When we do teach, we must teach according to the truth and have integrity and have seriousness.
这个端庄事实上是讲到一个人的行为。
Seriousness here actually speaks of one's behavior.
我们在生活上面的榜样。
It is an example that we set in our life.
一个替神传话的人，他不只是话要讲得真实，而且他的行为要端庄。
A person who would speak God's word or speak on behalf of God, not only should their words be true, but the life that they live should also be serious.
包括他外面的穿着。
That includes their outward appearance, includes how they dress.
我不管今天的时代是怎么样。
I don't care what the day and the age is today.
我觉得一个侍奉神的人必须要在衣着上要端庄。
It is my belief that one who serves God ought to be careful and proper in their dress.
我穿西装打领带是为我的神所穿的。
I wear my suit and I put on my tie. I do so for my God.
我觉得我在侍奉我的神，我应该要有一个正当的装束。
I believe that when I serve my God, I need to dress appropriately and accordingly.
很多今天这些传道人讲，神是不在乎衣着的。
Well, there are preachers today who says, God doesn't care about the way we dress.
所以我们发现在今天的讲台上，很多不要讲西装领带了，短裤拖鞋都穿上来了。
And so today at the pulpit,We're not even talking about having a suit and tie. You see people wearing their shorts and flip-flops.
短裤拖鞋是在海边穿的。
Shorts and flip-flops are for you to wear at the beach.
我们今天是在有冷气的地方来敬拜神的。
Today we are already worshiping God in a room that has air conditioning.
你不可以把在海边上的衣着拿到在教会你敬拜神来。
And you ought not to take your clothing for the beach and bring it inside the house of the Lord for worship.
所以我是绝对的反对你们年轻人穿个拖鞋到处跑。
So I strongly disapprove our young people wearing their slippers or flip-flops and running all over the place.
我希望你们多花点钱买长的裤子。
I hope that you would spend a little bit more money and buy pants.
其实今天一些短裤比长裤还贵。
I understand that sometimes shorts today are more expensive than the pants.
无论做什么事都要为神做。
Whatever you do, do it for God.
不要管世界上的潮流怎么样。
Do not pay an attention to what is modern and what is fashionable.
你跟着潮流走你就没有榜样。
Well, you follow the fashion, as the fashion changes, you will not be able to set an example.
所以你做神的仆人，你必须要端庄。
So if you are a servant of God, you must be serious.
人家用的词句，你不要乱用。
Others may use a certain language, you should not use, follow them.
有些这个传道人故意讲些那些好像蛮油滑的话来引人家笑。
There are some preachers who uses the slangs or some modern phrases to incite laughter.
你是神的仆人，你讲话是要讲神的话。
You are the servant of God, so when you speak God's word.
你不可以讲一些胡言乱语。
You should not just speak any
language or any words.
所以保罗要警告提多, 你必须要正直端庄。
And that is why Paul reminds Titus that you must be filled, your teaching must be with integrity and seriousness.
特别再进一步的讲, 你的言语要纯全, 无可指责。
Further he says, verse 8, and with soundness of speech that cannot be condemned.
所以你看, 你所讲的话, 要sound, 没有任何的缺点的。
And so you see here that when you speak, it must be sound.
我们讲的话能够没有缺点吗?
Well, which means that the speech cannot have any mistake in it. Well, can we do that? Can we ever speak without making any mistake or having any error?
当你讲神的话,你就没有缺点。
Well, when you are speaking God's words, then you will not make any mistake.
当你讲自己的话,当然就会有漏洞。
But of course, if you're speaking your own words, yes, you might make mistakes.
所以一个传道的人, 最保险的一个方法就讲神的话。
And so the safest path for a preacher of God is for that preacher to speak God to speak directly from the Word of God.
我从前不是跟弟兄姊妹讲, Chuck Swindoll 他当初在 Fullerton 的时候, 他每一次讲完了道, 下面都有一群特别是姊妹们跑来攻击他。
I've mentioned this to you before. Chuck Swindoll, when he had his ministry out here at Fullerton, every time after he preaches, there will be a group of sisters who will come and criticize him.
Chuck Swindoll 讲, 我呀, 不怕他们来攻击我。
Chuck Swindoll's response to that was, I'm not afraid of their criticism.
因为我是一直都躲在神话语的后面。
Because I know that anything that I say on the pulpit, I say it under the protection and behind the protection of the Word of God.
他们不喜欢我讲的。
They don't like what I have to say.
但那不是我的话。
But that's not my own words.
是神的话。
Those are the words of God.
他要去吵, 去找神吵。
If they want to pick an argument, pick a fight, well, they have to do so with God.
所以一个传道人要 永远藏在神话语的后头。
And so, as a preacher of the Word of God, we ought to always hide behind God's Word.
人听了高兴,当然好。
If people hear it and they take pleasure and they're glad, then great.
人听了不高兴,甚至于大怒,你也不要怕。
Well, if people do not like it, and in fact they reject it or criticize it, well, you don't have to fear them either.
因为你是言语纯全。
Because you have soundness of speech.
这个言语,弟兄姊妹们,在此地,特别指的是日常的一种言语。
Brothers and sisters, the speech here actually specifically also refers to the everyday speech.
不只是在讲台上讲的,
not only the speech on the pulpit,
私下讲的话也要规规矩矩。
Also, words that are spoken in private must also be sound.
所以, 一个传道人,事实上讲起来是不大容易做的。
And so really, honestly speaking, it is not easy. In fact, it is very difficult to be a preacher.
讲话,举动都要小心。
Your words and your conduct, you always have to be mindful.
许多事情,弟兄姊妹们可以做,你不能做。
There are many things that the brothers and sisters may have liberty to do, but you will not.
弟兄姊妹们可以讲,
There are things that brothers and sisters can talk about that you ought to refrain from.
你所讲的、所行的都要造就人合情合理。
What you do and what you say, they ought to always benefit others.
无可指责。
Be blameless.
在传道书上有一句话对少年人应该是很好的提醒。
There's a passage in the book of Ecclesiastes that should be a very good reminder, especially for the young people.
是在传道书最后一章,12章。
It's in the last book of Ecclesiastes. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
第一节。
Chapter 12.
你趁着年幼, 衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach you when you will say, I find no pleasure in them.
所以这里给年轻人的教导，或者给任何啊你的身体很好的人的教导，就是当你还这个健康的时候啊，身体很好的时候，你要好好的享受神给你的这些日子。
So, before this not only speaks to the youth, but speaks to anyone who still have their health. So that while you're still having your health and while you are still young, you need to remember the Lord your Maker.
因为有一天到了，你会觉得在你的生活里头没有什么喜乐可言。
Because there will be one day, and that day will come where your life will be so gloomy that you cannot say that you have much joy anymore.
这话给我们年轻人，他们不懂。
Of course, the young people do not understand this.
对不对？假如我跟年轻人讲，到了有一天，你会觉得人生没有什么喜乐。
If I say to a young person, you know, one day you will find no joy and pleasure in your life.
我对这句话很能领会。
Well, I completely understand what that phrase means.
许许多多世界上的这些喜乐的事情，我都没有了。
There are many things in this life that this world has to offer that would bring joy and gladness. I've already lost them.
一个最基本的一个走路，我都现在有困难。
Even the simplest thing in life, to walk, I have difficulties walking.
所以你要跟年轻人讲，有一天你会不能走路啊。
If you tell the young person, well, one day you won't be able to walk.
他不懂。
They don't understand that.
他也不会相信他有一天会到这个程度。
They don't believe that one day they will be in that such a state.
我的太太比我小几岁。
My wife is younger than I.
当然她看起来比我小得多。
Of course, she appears to be much, much younger than I.
啊，许多人说，这个大概是朱长老的小太太。
And so a lot of people actually thought that Mrs. Chu was my second or third wife.
弟兄姊妹，我们是原配夫妇。
But brothers and sisters, I assure you, she was my first and ever.
我从来没有爱过第二个女人。
I've never loved another woman.
她也从来没有爱过第二个男人。
And she's never loved another man either.
所以我们两个年龄差不多。
And so our age actually are pretty similar.
只是主恩待她，让她看起来比我年轻。
But the Lord was gracious to her, so she appears much younger than I.
但是我对她的教这个提醒，我说你晓得吧，一天有一天的问题。
But I remind her, I said, a day after another, there will be more and more problem.
她在怨报我的耳朵不行。
She complains that I am hard of hearing.
那为什么你开个这个无线电，开个电视都这么响。
She complains that I turn up the volume when I'm listening to the radio or if I'm watching the TV.
我说再等一两年你就知道了。
And I say to her, just wait another year or two, you'll know why.
有一天你会觉得声音太小。
One day you will think that the volume's too low.
所以亲爱的年轻人啊，你们这一生现在在享受最多的自由。
So young people, let me remind you, as far as the life that you're living right now, you are experiencing the most freedom.
但是千万不要忘记，有一天会来到，你会喜乐越来越少。
But remember that day will come, the days of trouble, will come and those years will approach will you, where you can find no pleasure in them.
因此上对你们的劝诫是 不要任意的放纵。
And so the reminder and the advice to you is do not indulge in your youth.
这里这一句话最后的讲 当纪念造你的主。
Well, this verse says, remember your Creator.
从小到老都不要忘记有一位造你的主。
From your youth to your old age, do not forget God who created you.
时时刻刻记得这一句话。
In every moment of your life, remember this verse.
圣经告诉我们, 神的眼目 是来来去去的, 在他所有儿女的身上。
Well, the scripture tells us that the eyes of the Lord searches on earth, and it goes to and fro in search of those of his, that are his own and those who love him.
我们每一个人都要小心谨慎, 知道我们要将来对神交账。
Each and every one of us must be mindful and must be careful that one day we will have to stand before our Maker and we will have to give an account of our lives.
因此上我们要小心谨慎做好的榜样。
And that is why we must be careful and be alert so that we may be of a good example.
那么最后的这几句话是讲到信徒生活的好榜样将要产生的一种结果。
Then the next verse talks about the result of one who would live such a sound and a blameless life.
叫那些反对的人既无处可说我们的不是便自觉羞愧。Verse
8 says that so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us.
我们信主的人旁边 都有些不幸的人。
Every one of us will have some people who are close to us who do not believe in God.
神的眼睛看着我们, 这些不幸的人眼睛同样的也看着我们。
The eyes of the Lord watches over us, but similarly, these unbelievers, they will also observe our lives.
这些不幸的人一听到信主的人讲话, 耳朵就竖起来了。
These people, these unbelievers, the moment a Christian opens his or her mouth, they would pay attention.
一看到信的人要做事, 眼睛就张大了。
The moment they see a Christian is now going to take on a task, their eyes are wide open.
要听听, 要看看, 这些伪君子又做了什么事情。
They want to pay attention to hear or to see what these hypocrites have now are now about to do.
所以信主的弟兄姊妹们，请你记得，在你的周围这种人不少。So
brothers and sisters, be reminded that there are quite a few people who are like that around you.
中国人有句土话叫做"十目所视，十手所指"。Well,
the Chinese has a saying that where the five pairs of eyes are looking, the five pairs of fingers will be pointing as well.
这些人就一直在看你。
These people will always be focused on you.
看你是什么用意呢?
Why would they be observing you?
就可以指出你们的虚假。
Because then they can point out your hypocrisy.
但是假如 我们的生活是真实的。
However, if we live a true and a genuine life,
那么结果就是这些人在信仰上看到我们的结果会自己觉得惭愧。
Then those people, because they see the lives that we live according to our faith, then they would be ashamed.
他们无处可说我们的不是。 便自觉羞愧。
They would have nothing bad to say about us so that they would be ashamed.
到了有一天, 他们不得不承认, 原来基督徒是真的。
So that one day they will have to admit that Christians are real.
我们不能够否认, 教会里头永远会有假基督徒。
We cannot deny the fact that the church, within the church, there will always be some false Christians.
但是对于那些不信的人，我觉得他们假如是聪明的话，他们应该去看真的基督徒。
But for the unbelievers, as far if they are smart enough for their own good, I think it's better for them that they would pay attention to the true and genuine Christians.
你总是去看假基督徒，对你有什么好处？
If you're always focused on the false Christians, what benefit will you have from that?
你只有从真基督徒的生活上才能够认识这位神。
Only through the lives of the true Christians will you be able to learn about this God.
彼得前书第二章十二节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 12.
你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Live such a good life among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
你看这个鉴察的日子是小字是眷顾，这个是比较好的翻译。
You see that the word translated as the day he visits us, it's probably better translated as the day that he would come and provide for us.
所谓眷顾，就是讲到神的救恩临到的时候。
To say that is when he provides for us is to say that that is the day that salvation would come.
将来有一天，神的救恩很可能要临到那些不信的人身上。
One day, God's salvation and the gift of salvation may come to visit those who are unbelievers.
到了那一天，他们才真正晓得一个信主的人是什么样子的光景。
And on that day, they will finally realize what it means to be one who truly belongs to God.
到这个时候，他们才把荣耀归给神。
On such a day is when they are able to glorify God.
我当初就这个样子。
I was one such person.
我从前就认为所有基督徒都是讲谎话的。
I used to think all Christians are liars.
再不然就是糊涂蛋。
Or they're just fools.
一个有聪明智慧的人怎么会去相信一个摸不着、看不到、闻不到的神？
A person who is intelligent, who is capable, why would such a person ever believe in a God who you cannot see, you cannot touch?
等到有一天，神开了我的瞎眼。
One day, but until the day when God opened up my blind eyes.
你知道吧，弟兄姊妹，从前那些跟我传过福音的、爱过我的那些基督徒，我都想起他们来。
You know, all those Christians who share the gospel with me, who show their love for me, the moment I accepted Christ and the salvation came upon me, I recall every single one of them.
我为他们每一位在神的面前归荣耀给神。
And I give glory to God for each and every one of them.
每一个人当初受我侮辱的，被我轻视的，到了这个时候，我都觉得是神的恩典。
Each and every one of the people that I had once considered, or I've once disparaged or looked down upon, I now consider those people as God's blessing and grace that He's shown to me in my life.
所以这个地方的教导就是，信主的人呢，继续做主的好儿女。
And so here, the encouragement is to the children of God that continue to live as children of God.
你会看到许许多多的人对你的不满，对你的不敬。
you will face many different people who will come to you, who will disrespect you, and who will not agree or in fact criticize what you do.
但是有一天, 当神开了他眼睛的时候, 他就会归荣耀给神, 为着你的见证。
But one day, when God's grace comes to visit them and comes upon them, and when their eyes are open, then they will know and they will glorify God for your sake.
下面第九节到第十这两节是对奴隶的教训。
Verses 9 and 10 here are instructions for slaves.
这今天没有奴隶了。
Well, today we don't have slaves.
但是今天我们在工作上有上司跟下属。
But today, in our workplaces, we have our bosses and we have those who report to us.
所以这些原则同样的适用。
And so the principles here applies today.
我们希望今天把这个讲完, 所以我要快。 第一, 这一个做奴隶的人或者说做人家下属的人, 凡事顺服自己的丈夫。
Teach slaves or anyone who reports to a boss to be subject to their masters in everything.
这个顺服是个军队用的语言。
Well, the word here to be subject is a word that is used in the military terms.
是讲到一个军人跟长官的这个关系。
It's a word that describes a relationship between a soldier and his commander.
换句话说, 你是绝对的顺从。
In other words, you will be completely obedient.
我记得我大学毕业到军校去受训。
I remember when I graduated from college, I went to the military for training.
我相信今天在台湾还是同样的。 你大学毕业,你一定要去受预备中官训练。
I think it's the same way still today in Taiwan that there is a draft that you must go and spend some time in the military service after you graduate from college.
我永远不会忘记那个教育班长第一天对我们讲的话。
I will never forget the words from the commander who are training us.
他在 要这个颈子里的挂了一个哨子，啊，一个 whistle.
He carried with him a whistle.
他对我们讲，从现在开始，这个就是你的神。He
says, "From this moment on, this whistle is your God."
你所有的生活每分钟都要听这个东西。From
this moment forward. For your life, you need to listen to this whistle.
你一听到这个,
when you hear the whistle, you must come and stand at attention.
你一切的行为,
all your behaviors, all your conducts, whatever you do in a day, you follow the instruction, the command of the whistle.
在军校里头, 在军队里头, 一个最主要的一个教训。
In the military, or when you serve in the army, there is really one main focus of the discipline.
服从。
Obedience.
绝对服从。
Absolute obedience.
因为很简单, 假如你在平常, 你不绝对的服从, 将来到了战场上, 你肯去打仗吗?
Why is it that when you're training, you need to be completely obedient? Because if you don't do so in training, how can you be obedient in a war when you're in the battle fighting the enemy?
所以这个教育班长在我们进去时就是我们的老板。
And so the training officer, he is our boss when we're training.
他要我们跪就得跪。
When he wants us to kneel, we must kneel.
他要我们爬,我们就要爬。
If he wants us to crawl, we must crawl.
没有什么道理可以争的。You cannot
reason with him.
有一个我们班上有一个这个同志了，他不知道什么得罪了这个班长。Well,
there's one of the trainees in my class. I don't know for whatever reason he had offended this a training officer.
有一天早操出去，这个功课就是背着枪跟背包要爬一个小山。
One morning we gathered, and the instruction for the day was we have to put on our rucksack and our weapon, and we have to climb a small hill.
我讲爬不是走路，是真正的在地上爬。
When I say climb, it's not really walk, because we're actually literally climbing on our four.
那个地也不是地毯的地。
And the ground that we're climbing is not carpeted.
那个地方砖头、石头、小洞，什么都有。
It has rocks, it has holes, it has all the roughness that you can find on an unpaved ground.
所以教育班长的哨子一响，爬。
So when the training officer blowed his whistle, then we're all crawling.
大家爬了。
So we went.
爬到上头以后，当然他跑得快嘛，他先在上面。
Well, he arrived first because he doesn't have to carry anything, so he was there waiting for us.
他跟那个他不喜欢的人家。下去再爬。
And he told the one that he doesn't like, okay, return and climb up again.
为什么？
Why?
没道理，下去再爬。
No reason, just go and do it again.
好了，他下去了。
So he
又再爬上来。
Climb up again.
爬到上头了，再爬。
And then the officer told him to do it again.
我到现在都记得这个同学姓梅。
I still remember this, this other classmate of mine, his last name is May.
他说我已经不能爬了，我没有力气了。
He says I could not climb up any longer. I have no more strength.
班长说再爬。
But the officer says do it again.
他满腔的眼泪跑到下面去再爬。
And with tears in his eyes, he went down the hill and he climbed up again.
爬了一半，他不能动了。
Halfway through, he could not move anymore.
这个班长跑到把旁边去。爬
And the officer went next to him and said, keep climbing.
我到现在我就记得那个同学说我已经要死了你怎么样子就这样我没法子爬了
I remember this classmate of mine looked up and said, I'm about to die here. You can make me, but I can't move.
这个叫做服从
This is called obedience.
所以在此地对奴隶的一个教训，或者说对下属的一个教训，就是你对你的长官，你对你的上司，要绝对的服从。
And so here, the teaching here, whether it be for a slave or for one who reports to a boss, the instruction is you have to be subject to them. You have to be completely obedient to them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，对神的儿女来讲，顺服权柄。是个必要的功课。
Brothers and sisters, as a child of God, the lesson to be obedient to an authority is a must-learn lesson.
我们今天太不讲究这个了。
Today, we put too little emphasis on this.
所以今天我们埋眼看出去都是无法无天的事情。
That is why today we look around. Everywhere we see, it is chaos.
在家里面要顺从父母。
In the homes, we must be obedient to our parents.
做一个公民要顺服政府。
As a citizen of a country, we must be obedient to our government.
在工作的地方不应该强调个人的权利。
And in our workplaces, we ought not to emphasize on our individual rights.
不要去参加罢工。
Do not participate in rallies or strikes.
Yeah. 不合作运动。
Do anything to rebel against the authority.
这些都不荣耀神。
Because none of these are glorifying to God.
许多时候，这个在我看的这个国家许多事情，我实在希望出去游行。
Brothers and sisters, the fact is, when I see what our country has become, I want to go out into the streets and I want to protest.
但是我心里面对我讲，你这个做传道的，你不可以游行。
But then, within my heart, I tell myself, you are a preacher of God's words. You cannot go into the public and protest.
你只有对权柄完全的顺服。
Because you must be completely obedient to the
authority. 人家可以去造反，可以去反对，你这个传道人不可以。
They can rebel, they can protest, but you are a preacher of God's word and you cannot.
你要造反，你就不要做传道。
If you want to protest, then don't be a preacher.
假如你对你的工作不满意，你可以另外找一份工作。
If you're unhappy with your work, you can go find another work.
你不要跟着那些人扫把什么这篓子背到肩子上去这个游行。
Don't pick up your tools from work and go to the street and follow everyone else and put on a strike.
神的儿女绝对服从权柄。
Because a child of God must always be subject to an authority.
无论在什么事上。
In everything, you must be subject to authority.
除非我们发现这个权柄跟神的权柄相违背。
Of course, the only exception is when this authority is now in conflict with God's authority.
我想今天我们就到这里为止，我们下一次也许花很短的时间结束对这个奴隶的这个教导。
Well, we have to end here today. I think next time we'll pick up these last two verses and spend a brief time to end that section.
我们不要看到这好像对奴隶讲的，我又不是奴隶，有什么关系啊？
Don't think that this is teaching and instructions for slaves, and you say, "Well, I'm not a slave, so it doesn't apply to me."
每一个教训都能够跟我们有切身的关系。
Every single one of these teachings have something to do with us in our daily lives.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们这些宝贵的教训。
Dear God, I thank you for these precious teachings.
许多我们心甘情愿的接受，许多我们觉得有难处。
Some teachings we receive willingly and we accept it easily, but some, they are difficult for us to follow.
但是为着我们的见证，为着你的荣耀，求主让我们顺服。
But for the sake of our testimony and for the sake of your glory, teach us to obey your words.
盼望你的旨意能够很明显的彰显在世人的眼前。
Help us so that we may live a life of testimony that brings you glory before all men.
保守我们的弟兄姊妹。
Watch over our brothers and sisters.
祝福这个教会。
Bless this church.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.